Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
Amen. Welcome back. Wasn't that a powerful time of worship we just had there? Amen. Let's make some noise for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Even you online, you can make some noise too as we welcome everyone on our YouTube and Facebook Live. You're part of this too, amen. Your family, you're our online family, amen. But we have family here in-house also. And as you can see today, that Pastor Paul isn't here. He's away on a well-earned, deserved family holiday, amen. So him, Sister Vicky, and the children are away there resting, refreshing, reloading. Because how many know that when he comes back, he'll be packing, amen, ready for the next season where we go here as a church. But I have the privilege of sharing this morning God's word. And just before I share the portion of scripture, let's pray. Can you pray with me this morning? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, what a privilege and what an honor it is to be able to talk about you. There's no other person that I would rather talk about you at this time is than talking about you, Father, because you are everything. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, you just move in this sanctuary this morning. Let it be a provoking word, a word that challenges us to step up. Because when we step up, you always step in. So we ask you this in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen. God bless you this morning. As we carry on with the journey series, I'm going to be looking at a topic today about the power of your testimony. Or you might want to put it, what's your story, amen? Because how many know that everybody in this sanctuary and everybody online has a story, amen? We're here because someone told us about a person who could change our lives. And the portion of scripture that I want to be looking at this morning is found in the book of Acts chapter 4. Reading from verse 31, the Bible says this morning, it says, after this prayer, the meeting place shook. That sounds like Victory Outreach Wednesday night prayer meetings, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm in their prayer meetings, my house shakes, amen, because of the presence of God. And coming up soon, hopefully, we'll be coming back in the sanctuary maybe for one Wednesday of the month. So be ready for that. Get ready for the announcement for that, because how many know we want God's house to shake again, amen? And it says, after this prayer, the meeting shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. All the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. But this is a bit that I want to focus on this morning. It says, the apostles testified. Everybody say testified. Come on, you can shout louder this morning. Testified. All right. Amen. They testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them. See, we see in this portion of scripture this morning that after they had prayed, the place shook and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they had boldness and they shared with one another everything that they had. They shared in it. But what I wanted to focus on the bit is when they said that they were all on the same page, because the apostles started testifying powerfully of what the Lord God has done in their life and at that place. I don't know about you, but there's something special and it's powerful when someone testifies of what God has done in their life. Someone that was maybe lost, someone that was maybe broken, someone that was maybe given up on, but God came through, amen, and God picked them up, turned them around, placed their feet on the solid ground, and gave them a testimony. My testimony this morning is that I come from a life of addiction. In 2004, I slithered into the Victory Outreach Men's Home there in London. I was a heroin addict. I was a crack cocaine addict. A life of prison, a life of no hope, no future. But God gave me a hope. Someone testified and I was given a hope, and that hope gave me an opportunity to get in a place and change my life. And also, it just didn't change my life, but how many know that he blessed me a beautiful wife? Oh, hello somebody. Amen. He blessed me a beautiful wife, 4 amazing children. Amen. Because how many know that God always wants to give his children the best? Amen. And if God's not giving you the best yet, just be patient. because the best is coming for you, just like God blessed me the best. See, when we read about, we think about the power of testimony and we think about sharing our testimony, the Bible says in Psalms 22, verse 22, it says, I will praise you to all my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify of the wonderful things that you have done. And also it says in Psalms 66, verse 16, it says, come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. And also, it says in Psalms 35, verse 28, it says, my tongue will declare your righteousness and praise you all day. And when we think of a testimony, we can ask ourselves, what is a testimony? And a testimony is a compilation of words that tells others about your faith. It can explain why you are a Christian, experience that you've had and how you've overcome sin and many more stuff. Testimonies are often presented to other people to help them through situations or to demonstrate a point. It is used to reinforce the truth of the matter. And a testimony provides proper perspective motivation. How many know that sometimes when you're in that place and you're feeling down and maybe you're feeling deflated and maybe you're even feeling defeated, but someone comes along and tells you how Jesus came through for them, all of a sudden it starts to motivate you. It starts to say, you know what, if it can do it for them, then it could maybe do it for me. And it starts to motivate us. See, that's what a testimony does. It motivates us. And when I think of motivation, I think of some of the great speeches we've heard over the years. Martin Luther King, I had a dream, I have a dream. Winston Churchill, we shall fight them on the beaches. Nelson Mandela, I am the first accused. Or even Hillary Clinton, women's rights are human rights. Many motivation speeches that have challenged people. But my question to you and my question to me and my question to us this morning is what we're saying and what we're telling people, is it actually motivating them? What we're sharing, what we're telling people about our challenges, about our victories, about our overcoming, is it actually motivating people? Because if it's not motivating people, then we need to actually ask ourselves what we're actually telling people. Because I don't know you, but when someone tells me that Jesus can provide and I'm in a place where I'm needing a need, that encourages me and says, you know what? All right, I'll take God's word because he says he will supply all my needs. See, that's what God does. Is your testimony brings hope to people. See, when some people, they're at that lost and they're bound, but your testimony will bring hope. We see that time after time that people coming in the church and saying, I heard through the community groceries that there's a church next door and I was needing my life changed. And all of a sudden we see them coming in a Sunday, then we see them filled with the Spirit, then we see them on fire for Jesus Christ because someone told them about hope. See, we underestimate the power that we have sometimes. We underestimate the story that we carry sometimes, the victories that we've came through. And I know we're in a church where a lot of people have came from addiction and a lot of people have had chains of addiction broken, but not everybody. There's some people that God has set you free of depression. There are some people that God has restored your family. There are some people that God has restored your marriage. There are some people that God helped you through your exams. There are some people, see, it's not just about addiction being broken, but everybody has a story in this place. If you've come through the doors today, then my friend, my brother, my sister, you have a story. You have a story that could change someone's life. You have a story that could open the door for someone to walk through. See, it's a wonderful thing to be victorious, to know that you have the power and the ability to turn any and every negative situation around. See, you might find yourself in a place today where you're feeling down, but I guarantee you, by the time you leave, you'll be feeling up, amen? Because that's a testify the day that the Holy Spirit is going to touch you. He's going to set you on fire. He's going to ignite a passion. He's going to ignite a hunger. He's going to ignite a determination. Because you know what? You have the power inside of you to overcome no matter what you face. See, you maybe think that the thing in front of you is too big. And it probably is for you. But it ain't too big for God. Ain't too big for Jesus. Ain't too big for, look at David and Goliath. When all the trained men were petrified. It sounds like a Petula Clark song, isn't it? Once I was afraid, I was petrified. Anyway, sorry. But they were, that's what it was like. But that's what they were like. They were all scared, these trained men, because they were doing it in their own strength. But along comes David, the little shepherd boy, and says, let me, I'll take him. I'll do it. I'll challenge him, because God is with me. See, he had the testimony that the God that was with him with the lion and the God that was with him with the bear would have no problem being with him with the giant. See, sometimes we overlook the testimony because we think they're minute. But there is no testimony too small that God can't use. There is no victory that God can't use. There is no situation that God has turned around in your life that he can't use for the honor and the glory. See, every problem and setback you are facing or that will come your way, God has given you the power to overcome every single one of them. I read an amazing quote the other day there. It says, you have to build in the valley what the Lord shows you on the mountain. You have to build in the valley what the Lord shows you on the mountain. See, you, when you're on the mountain, God will start to show you some stuff. God will start to show you some things for your future. He'll start to show you which door to walk through. He'll maybe show you which direction to take. He'll maybe show you what he wants you to do. But how many know that the testimony is that you have to build it in the valley? That you've got your part to play, that God will show you it, God will reveal it, but the testimony is that you will build it with God's strength in the valley. So whatever God has shown you, he wants you to build something, he wants you to step up to something, he wants you to get involved in something, because it's going to be a testimony that's going to encourage someone else to step up. It's going to encourage someone else to take their place. It's going to encourage someone else. We just have to look around. Look at all the cameramen and the cameramen, young kids, young men taking their place in the kingdom of God. Young men that have probably sat in the seats and saw other people doing it. And maybe sat there wondering, I would like to do that one day. That I'm going to testify that God's going to use me. And we see that today. We see the living testimony of these young men. We see the living testimony of my daughter, 12-year-old, on the media desk. Young people testifying that age does not matter in the kingdom of God. Age is only a thing. It matters about the heart, that if you're willing to be used by God, then God will use you for his honor and for his glory in the kingdom of God. See, I love what it says in John 10, verse 10. It says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. How many people's dreams and visions have been killed and destroyed because they've been scared to step up to do it? They've been scared to step up because they're looking it through the natural eyes. They're looking it through the natural eyes saying that I cannot do this. And they're right, they cannot do it. But when you lean on God, like Pastor Anthony was saying earlier, when you draw nearer to God, when you draw in that place to God, then there's a strength that comes from him. There's a strength that testifies, that says as long as you step up, he will always step in. As long as you always put your hand up, he will always lift you up. And always when you take part, he will always set you apart. He will always set you apart for his honor and for his glory. But I love what it says at the other bit here, but I have come that they have life and life to the full. I thank God that people testified to me years ago. I thank God that people spent time to tell me what Jesus could do in my life because what Jesus had done in their life. I thank God for that this morning. And there's a couple of things that I want to look at this morning. And the first thing is that we are to remember what God has done in our lives. You are a miracle. Sometimes we pray, God, show me a sign, show me a miracle. Get a mirror. Get a mirror. Some of yous were wrote off. Some of yous were given up. Some of yous never thought that you could be used by God. Some of yous never thought you had the intelligences or you had the intellect or you had the wisdom. Some of yous thought, that God, how could God use me? But look at you now. Some of you said God is using you powerfully in the ministry that you're involved in. And God is going to use more people. I love what it says in Psalm 103, verse 2. It says, may I never forget the good things he does for me. May I never forget the good things that he has done for me. See, when you're going through a bad time, when you're going through a bad situation, when you're going through a bad season, sometimes it's good to remember what God did for you the last season. Sometimes it's good to remember the things that God's actually brought you through. The times when God came through, the times when it went to the wire, when the times that it went to the last minute, when the times that you didn't think you were going to make it, but all of a sudden God come through. See, we can never forget the good things that he has done for us. And we have to be sharing what God has done with others because it's the best way. I love what the scripture says, that he who refreshes others, himself will be refreshed. You ever felt when you're having a bad day that God brings someone in your path? When you're really going through it and you're having a bad day and the last thing you want to do is tell somebody about Jesus? That you're having a really gloom day, everything's coming against you and you're feeling down, you're feeling bloated, you're feeling deflated, you're feeling you have no energy, you have nothing. Then all of a sudden God will bring someone in your path. Then the minute you start speaking about Jesus, you start lighting up. The minute you start sharing about how good he is, all of a sudden your problem looks so minute. When you start sharing how good he is and how he can set that person free and how he can provide for that person and how he can deliver that person and how he can restore that person and how he can give that person another chance, you actually forget what you were going through in the first place. Then all of a sudden you start getting excited and you start getting happy. Why? Because there's joy when you share your testimony. There's joy when you tell people about what God has done in your life. See, your story is the key that can unlock someone else's prison. Your story, your victories, the stuff that you've went through can unlock someone else's prison. Because how many times have we sat there thinking, oh, no one's ever went through this. No one's ever struggled this like me. Then all of a sudden, God brings someone along your path and says, you know what? I remember when I was struggling here and I was struggling. And you're like, wow, that's where I am right now. And how many know that when they start to share that, it starts to unlock where you're at? And that's what it's like when you share your story. That's what it's like when you testify. Because you start to give someone hope. You start to give them an opportunity. You start to give them a hope at the light at the end of the tunnel. That's what happens. Because at the end of the day, it's when God is bringing you through something, you'll be able to testify down the line of what God actually brought you through. You might be in the midst of something right now. You might be in the midst of a trial or a battle right now. But you will get through it. God will get you through it because he's the God that gets us through. And you're going to be able to testify of how God came through. You're going to be able to testify of how God provided for that need that you need right now. Because God knows exactly what you need. God knows exactly where you're at. And God knows exactly when he's going to come through. But the problem is that sometimes that we quit before he comes through. But God is looking for men and God is looking for women that go through that to the end to see the glory of God coming through. Then we can share it with other people. Then that helps them get through. Because at the end of the day, only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and someone who is a victim into someone who's victorious. Only God can do that. No one else can do that. Only the God that we serve can do that. He can take the drug addict and set them free. He can take the person that says you can't have children and bless some children. He can take the one that says you'll never be a father and bless some kids. He can take the one that says you'll never amount to anything and restore their life. See, that's what God does. I loved what Pastor James said last week. 12-year-old left school. And I was thinking about that this morning. Now he's one of the pastors with his masters. Because God can turn it around. See, 12-year-old out of school, hanging about the streets, the amusement arcades, doing what he done. But now we see him teaching Vetti, even at an international level, where there's people from America joining on his class. Why? Because God can turn around any situation in anybody's life who's willing. See, that's the key this morning. Exodus chapter 17, if you're reading from verse 9, it says, Moses commanded Joshua, choose some men to go out and fight the army of Amalek for us tomorrow, and I will stand at the top of the hill, holding the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did what Moses had commanded and fought the army of the Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up his staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites, if that's how you pronounce it, gained the advantage. Moses' arms soon became so tired he could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands, so his hands had held steadily until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of the Amalek in battle. After the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, write this down on a scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua. I will erase the memory of the Amalekites from under heaven. Moses built an altar there and named it Yahweh Nissi, which means the Lord is my banner. See, we see in this portion of Scripture that when Moses, the man of God, when he was standing on top of the hill with his staff and when his hands were going down, the army was getting defeated, they were getting beat, but the minute his hands were lifted up, then there was victory. There was victory there. We see that when his hands got tired, they were getting defeated, but Aaron and Hur lifted up his hands and then there was victory. You know, when you lift up the name of the Lord, there is victory in your life. You know, when you lift up the name of the Lord, there is power. You know, when you testify of his goodness, there is power. When you testify of his grace, there is power. When you testify how good he is, there is power. See, the problem is that some of us have a wardrobe full of testimonies, but they just stay in our wardrobe. They just stay in our wardrobe. We don't talk about them. We don't share them. We don't tell people the times that God's came through. We don't share that for whatever reasons. It could be fear or it could be whatever it may be, but we don't share that. But the Lord is saying this morning that we need to bring them out. It's time to bring out that stuff. It's time to start sharing everything what God has done in your life. It's time to start telling people about the breakthroughs that you got. It's time to start telling people the times that God came through in your life. It's time to start doing that. I remember when I got testified to, it was Pastor Paul, Sister Vicky, and a guy called Barry in a church up in Scotland. As I say, I was a messed up drug addict. I was a heroin addict. And my gran was in hospital and she was reading a magazine and she said, you know what, son, you need to, this is something that you need. And it was a story about a guy's life who got changed. He got married, he had kids. Basically, his life had got changed. That's a bit similar to my life. She goes, this is maybe something that you should do. And I remember going to a church where it was talking about in the magazine. And when I went to the church, I must admit, it felt good when I was in the church, when they were doing all the singing and the worshiping and all. It felt good, but when I left, I still went back and done what I'd done. And I was trying to get into a rehab called Teen Challenge, and I was trying to, and you had to phone up every morning. Every morning you had to phone up saying you still wanted to get into the rehab, you still wanted to go in. And it was going to take a little while, but I was determined. I was at a place where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, really. I was sick and tired of being a drug addict. Enough is enough. I wanted out. And I was willing to do whatever I had to do to get out. And I remember the guy called Jerry Ferguson from the church up in Scotland phoned me. And he said, you need to come to church tonight. We've got a very special speaker. I was like, yeah? He said, no, you need to come to church tonight. I was like, all right then. I said, I'll go. I had some drugs, as you do. Went to church. And I remember sitting in the church. And this guy stands up with a Cockney accent. I used to be a this and this. And Jesus set me free. And I was like, wow, man. I said, wow, this is real. I can relate to this. Then this lady stands up, yeah, I used to inject him in there, and I used to inject in here. Now I'm a pastor's wife, and I'm like, wow, man, really? I'm like, wow. Then this wee guy stands up with a suit, and he says, don't let this suit fool you. I used to be a junkie like you, and Jesus changed my life. That was it. That was the sign delivered. That was it. I said, wow, I want some of this, man. What is it? I said, and I went up and I spoke to him. I remember Barry gave me a flyer and 50 pence and says, phone that number. He said, do you want to change? Phone that number. And that was it. And he walked away. And I had the 50 pence and I made the phone call. And how many know 18 years later, I'm standing here preaching God's word. Amen. Why? because the power of someone's testimony. See, you don't know the power that your testimony can carry. You don't know the power that actually carries. Some people, God has restored your family, your children, and your marriage, but you can't keep it to yourself. We need to tell people, we need to let people know. God has done so much in our lives for us to keep it to ourselves. Joshua 4 verse 21 says, he said to the Israelites, in the future when your descendants ask their parents, what do these stones mean? Tell them, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until he had crossed over. The Lord your God did the Jordan what we had done to the Red Sea when it dried up before us until we had crossed over. He did this so all the people on earth might know the hand of the Lord's powerful and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. See, your testimony can be a standing stone for others to see. I think of that in Victory Outreach International with Pastor Sonny in 1967. If you ever get to go to the conferences or you ever listen to the messages, you can hear that where he's preaching, telling where God came through back in the early days when they sent people out to start churches and so many things. They never had nothing, but all they had was their faith in Jesus. And God would always come through and there'd always be miracles and God would always come through. Then now we're all over the world. But there's one story that really always stood out to me when I was in the men's home. I don't know if any of you have ever read Treasures Out of Darkness. Wave your hands if you've read Treasures Out of Darkness. Amen. This is a book wrote by Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie in the early days of Victory Outreach. And there's a very famous story that Sister Julie tells about the pancake mix. Back in the early days that Pastor Sonny used to go out in the street corners and preach, he would just grab the drug addicts and he would bring them back to his house and he would sit and minister to them and he'd sit and share God's love to them and he would shout through to Sister Julie for to make some food for them. And there was one occasion that he had a group of men in the house and he was ministering and Sister Julie opened the cupboard and all she had was a little bit of pancake mix. And all you could hear was Pastor Son. This is my breakdown here. It might not be word for word, amen. All you could hear was Pastor Sonny through the other room. God can provide for you, brother. God can do this. God can do this. And she's looking in the cupboard and she's only got a little bit of pancake mix. And she's like, God, I need a miracle. And she starts to get that pancake mix and she starts to mix it. And she starts to mix it. And she starts to mix it. And it says in her own words that Sister Julie went into the kitchen and prayed for God's provision. As Pastor Sonny was ministering to some young men, she only had a little pancake mix but asked God for a miracle. By faith she prayed and the pancake mix was multiplied. This is a testimony of God's provision that when her husband was in there telling people how good God was actually in the kitchen showing how good he really is. Amen. Because that is the power in a testimony. When you trust God, when you're speaking the things of God, God will always back up what he says. God's not like man that will shrink back. God will always honor and back up what he says in his word. If God says you can make it, then you need to start to testify that you've already made it. Amen. If God says that you can succeed and be prosperous, then you need to start acting like your skin and start talking like God's already provided for you. Because when you start to testify, then all of a sudden you get excited for what God has done in your life. And we see out through the Bible many illustrations where God shows us a stone. We think of David and Goliath, the stone is that God was with him. We think of Gideon, the mighty man of valor, that the stone was don't focus on the past, but trust God for your future. We know the little story of the widow with the little bit of oil. And what that story represents is that God will always provide for you. What about Paul and Silas in prison? The minute they start praising God, the chains were broken. How about you? When you're going through your thing, do you start to praise God? Do you start to praise God and testify that he is the chain breaker, that he is the way maker, that he is the one that breaks every yoke? He's the one that opens the eyes of the blind. He's the one that gives the people a reason, that breaks and opens prison doors. See, we have to testify. What about the four men that carried their mate through the roof? I love that story. These four guys, they pick up the, and they get them in the thing and they go to the door and they say, sorry, you're not getting in. Imagine the guy in the thing going like, what? I've came all this way. And what did the four guys say? Jesus is in there, we're getting in. And they climbed up, amen, and they testify as well. They opened a hole in that roof and they lowered that man in and that man got healed. See, the testimony in that bit is that perseverance will always lead to God's provision. See, perseverance, never give up. If God's not come through yet, believe me, he will come through. What stones have you got? What are you telling your children? What are you telling your friends? Do people even know you're a Christian at your work? Or do we get any undercover Christians in the house? I remember at the other place that I work, I work in mental health, and they were talking about taking holidays at Christmas and that. And I said, oh, I'll be taking a week off at Christmas. I'm not working Christmas Day. I've got kids and all that and everything. And the guy who was working with me said, it shouldn't be a problem for you. He said, you're very upfront about your Christianity and about Christmas and all that stuff. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, I don't know, to be offended or be buzzing that you know what, that my walking's doing my talking and my talking's doing my walking. That, you know what, that I'm not scared to admit that I'm a Christian. That I'm not. But how about you this morning? What are you telling people you done on Sunday? Where are you telling people you were? Because how many know that work colleague might just be needing that? That person you sit next to in the bus, well, 2 meters apart, might be needing to hear that. See, we can't be ashamed of what God's done in our life. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. My question to you this morning, are you talking steak, curry goat, jollof rice, pepper soup, or are you still talking junk food? Because the tongue has the power of life and death. Are you talking good stuff? Or are you still talking junk food, amen? And the second point quickly is that it's one of the ways that we continue to overcome the enemy. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, and they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they lived not their lives until death. Every time one shares what God has done in their life, his faith is strengthened. Those who fear to fail, share their testimony, sometimes miss out on the blessing that God has for them. Miss out on the blessing. I was blessed a couple of weeks ago when we had the guys from the Walk Ministry in here. Who remembers all the guys? There was about 30 guys all standing there, worshipping, singing out to Jesus, crying out to Jesus. And there was a couple of the lads when they were coming in and said, oh, all right, Kevin, how you doing? How you doing? I'm like, where did I know you from, mate? Sorry, they owe you money? Sorry, you for the past? They're like, no, you remember you came into prison and testified. Remember you came into prison and testified. And I heard your story. And I heard Teresa's story. And I heard Luigi's story. And I heard these people's stories in prison. And all of a sudden it inspired me to look for something. And now I'm in the Walk Ministry serving Jesus. See, we can never ever underestimate the power of our testimony. Because you maybe not see the person right now. But how many know that God sees them right now? You maybe not see them right now, but God sees them. And they maybe even go to a different church. They maybe even go somewhere else. But as long as they're saved, as long as they get set free, and as long as they serve Jesus, amen, that's what matters. Luke 4, verse 40 to verse 41 says, as the sun went down that evening, people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus, no matter what their diseases were. The touch of his hand healed everyone. Many were possessed by demons, and the demons came out at his command shouting, you are the Son of God. But because he knew he was the Messiah, he rebuked them and he refused to let them speak. You know, you've got power. We've got power to speak in these situations. That you've got power to speak, that God has given you a voice. That God has given you a shout of triumph. That God is, remember the other week there when Pastor Paul says, let that roar out. Man, there was a roar. There was a roar that came from inside of me that was a lockdown roar. Amen. A roar that had been locked down. Amen. And all of a sudden it was like a rah. How many know that we've got that roar inside us? We've got that roar inside us, and maybe lockdowns maybe dulled you down a little bit. But how many know that lockdown's finished now? And we've got a mission. We've got a calling. We've got a reason for the season. And it is Jesus. And we even see now in church on Thursday nights, we have church evangelism. On Thursday nights, if you want to be part of that, then there's church evangelism. See Brother Raph and the team there, they go on a Thursday night and they're up there in Piccadilly Gardens telling people about the goodness of Jesus Christ. But you maybe use your testimony in other ways. I thank God for the offers that we have here at Victory Reach Manchester. The reason why I say offers, because there's not just one. There's not just two. There's at least three that I know of. And there's probably even more sitting on the chairs. We have Pastor Paul leading broken people, sharing his experiences of all those years, the experiences of working with broken people. We have Fiona Miles, This Is Me. Fiona's testimony of some of her story, and there's more books to come. Then we have even Tanya Colley with Open Doors, sharing some stuff and some experiences. But some of you maybe have a book in you. Some of you have got some chapters of victory. Some of you have got some stories where God has came through. But what's stopping you writing them? What's stopping using them? Some of you have got podcasts in you and Instagram stuff, all that in you. I was looking the other day there and I was blessed. Pastor Roy's brother in Liverpool has started a YouTube thing about From the Brink. And he's just sitting at a couch sharing people, and people are sharing their testimonies. And we're seeing so many people view it and so many like it. But what's God pressing in you to do? What's God pressing in you? You might be online and you've got a book in you. You maybe have already started writing it, but that's as far as you've got. But I want to encourage you this morning, and the Lord wants to encourage you this morning, that you need to get that book popularized. You need to get that book on the shelf. You need to get that book out there. There is so many books in this place. There is so many victories in this place. There is so many overcoming people in this place. There is so many giants in this place. There is so many people that have come through so much stuff in this place. But you cannot keep it to yourself any longer. You need to get pen to the paper, your voice to the mic, your feet to the streets, wherever it may be. But you cannot just come to church and be comfortable any longer. We've got a world to reach for Jesus. There is drug addicts. There is prostitutes. There is the lost and the bound that need to hear the good news. And we have that good news. See, your testimony can set people free. No one can tell me that God doesn't heal. I get healed of hepatitis C when I was in the home. They told me in prison I had hepatitis C, and I think it was one of the sentences in the millennium 2000. They told me, I remember I went to the doctors in the prison, they said, you've got hepatitis C. And I'm like, okay, that's great, everybody's got that. Because where I came from, everybody had it. You were the odd one out if you didn't have it. Through the drug addict scene. And I remember coming back and sitting in the cell, and it never bothered me. But I remember then, I used to start going yellow in my face, and I was starting feeling unsick in that a couple of times. And I remember in the home, and there was an altar call one day, and they said, is anybody sick? And I really feel that there could be healing get taking place today. And I remember stepping forward and saying, yeah, I've got hepatitis C. And I remember they laid hands on me. And that was it, they laid hands. And I remember that was it, it was finished. And I remember going to the doctors, and there was no trace of hepatitis C. But watch this, wait there. Then doubt crept in. And I went back to the doctors and got them to check again. Because I was still listening to the old reports. I was still listening to the negative reports. And I remember the doctor saying, no, there's nothing there. There's no hepatitis C there. So you can't tell me that Jesus doesn't heal. See, Jesus does heal. And his word says that he's the same as yesterday, today, and forever. So if he healed me back then, What's stopping him healing you today? What's stopping him healing you now? What's stopping him healing you right in your living room floor right now? Or wherever you're watching this online? What's stopping him? God's not a respecter of where you are. Because he can and he loves us. But the problem is that sometimes that we don't position ourselves. We need to be in that place where, you know what? You hear many testimonies that people say that they've cried out, God, if you do this, I'll serve you the rest of my life. How many times have people said that? And we see these men of God and these women of God, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, still serving God because there was a miracle in their life. And I want to encourage us this morning, don't hold back any longer. As the worship, as the keyboard guy comes up, the keyboard guy, because it's usually Pastor Anthony. That sounds so funny, isn't it? As the young man who plays the keyboard so beautifully makes his way back up to the. But see, the thing is, with our testimony, it's not for us. It's not for us. It's not for us. It's for God to use for his honor and his glory. And there is many people in this place that you have a testimony. There is many people in this place that God has brought you through some stuff. Some stuff that maybe even makes you feel shameful. Some stuff that maybe makes you even feel embarrassed. Some stuff that you maybe don't want to share what God has brought you through. But there might just be that person who needs to hear that. There might just be that brother or that sister that actually needs to hear that. That maybe they've came to church today and maybe they're needing healing. Maybe they've came to church and maybe they're struggling in their marriage. Or maybe they've came to church and maybe they're at the end and they're ready for suicide or different things. But your testimony might just be that key this morning. Your testimony might just be that key. But you have to turn it. You have to turn it. And I really believe this morning that it's time for you to start sharing what God's brought you through. It's time for you to start sharing what God's brought you through. But then there's also the flip side of that. Sometimes we need to come to the Lord and really be honest with the Lord and what we're actually going through. Because there might be people in here this morning that you're going through some stuff. And maybe God wants to heal you today so you can brag about him tomorrow. Maybe God wants to provide for you today so you can tell everybody about it tomorrow. Maybe God wants to restore a certain area or fix a certain issue in your life today. But he wants you to tell the story. Because every one of us has got a story. I always remember every time I bumped into anybody as Irish, they'd always say, what's the story? And I'd be like, what do you mean, what's the story? There's no story, man, there's no story. And they'll be like, what's your story? And I'd be like, because I always just say, everybody's got a story. So what's your story this morning? Where are you at this morning? As we stand to our feet this morning. Where are you at? Has fear creeped in? Has fear creeped in during lockdown? Maybe God's going to give you some people some boldness today. Boldness to share the good news. Boldness to speak of what God's actually done in someone's life. Maybe today's the day. Maybe today's the day, just like that woman with the issue of blood, she tried everything. She tried everything. But the minute she touched Jesus, she was healed. Maybe today you just need to touch Jesus. Maybe you just need to put your hand out. Not the withered hand. The withered hand, not the good hand. Not the good hand where everything's all right, you think everything's great. but really be honest and be real before the Lord this morning. Because He wants to take you through it. Because there's other people that need to come through it. And we've all said that prayer, God, use me. How many times have we prayed that? God, use me. God, use me. God, use me. Maybe now's the time that He wants to use you. Maybe now's the time that He wants to use you. There's people need to hear your story. There's people need to hear your story. But we're stopping you. We can't be silent no more. We can't stay silent no more. We can't stay silent no more. It's time we rose up. It's time we take our position. It's time we take our stand. It's time we take our stand. Fear has to be broken in the name of Jesus. I declare that all over this place that fear has broken in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has tried to silence you, I declare that today is the day that your voice will proclaim the name of Jesus. I declare that today over this atmosphere. That your testimony is going to be used powerfully in the kingdom of darkness to bring people into the kingdom of light. So wherever you're at this morning, online, in-house, just lift your hands right now. Just lift your hands right now and allow Him to minister to you. Allow Him to show you those areas in your life. Maybe even allow Him to bring back to remembrance the things that He's actually brought you through of. The things that you maybe think they are not big importance, but believe me, God can use anything. And God will use anything. So I just want to encourage you this morning. Remember what God has brought you through. And put your hand and bring someone else through it. Amen.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday in person at the church building or live on Facebook and YouTube at 10 a.m. Go to our website, vomanchester.org.uk, for more information.